James Maxwell, Dr. Ginger Hamster, on Twitter and Minds.com and not on Discord yet. I wanted to do me a video. Ran across a new guy today. What is his name? MGTOW Philosopher. Link below to his video on the same topic. Seriously, why can't I find a decent man? Doesn't every girl ask that question? Why can't I find me a decent man? And her name is Amy Horton. She's a writer. She used to be an actress. MGTOW Philosopher said she's 43, but I didn't dig far enough down to figure that out. But she's on Bold, BOLDE.com. She's got a lot of articles. And can you guess what they all kind of have in common as a theme? Oh, yeah. So she writes, I know there are some amazing guys out there. Yeah, they're mostly taken at your age. Plenty of my friends have found them, but I'm still looking for one to call my own. Like, I need a pet. I put myself out there and consider myself to be a catch. Well, good for you. I guess the men maybe don't. Is that possible? Let me guess. I'm highly educated, and I've got degrees, and I'm a writer, and I... Yeah. What matters, Amy? Youth and beauty. Where were you 20 years ago? Now you were 23. I bet you didn't have too many troubles finding a guy. No, not back then. She writes, but for some reason, all I keep coming across are losers. I wonder if it has anything to do with your attitude. Everybody who doesn't, meet whatever requirements you have for a man is a loser. Gosh, I'd like to spend some time with you with that freaking attitude. Oh, God. I mean, it's you read enough of these articles and you start to realize the answers they seek are being written by them in the article. But they just have not enough awareness to even understand, I guess. She continues, why the hell can't I find a decent guy? Amy, how do you define decent? Is it the sixes? You know, six-pack abs, six-figure income, you know, $6 million car, six-inch dick minimum. You know, what are your requirements? 6 feet tall? What are they? What do you consider a decent guy? You see, that's where we're all subjective, you see. There's no real one definition of, he's a decent guy. There are general characteristics, but from a female perspective, money, attractiveness, car, all this other stuff. And everyone else are losers, in your own words. So she has a top 10 list of why she can't find anybody. Let's go through it. Number one, I've let go of my type. And I'm open to anything. Well, except losers, evidently. You can't find the decent guys and everybody else is a loser. I guess you're not really open to anything, are you? No. She gets paid to be a writer. That's not very concise and clear, is it? I'm open to anything except losers and guys I don't find attractive. And I don't have a type, but I do. But I'm open to anything, but I'm not. Oh, boy. She writes, I used to be stupidly picky. And I had a list a mile long of what kind of guy I would and wouldn't date. Good. You should. When you're younger, you need such a thing because you're inundated with guys wanting to take you out. Now that you're 43, sweetheart, things have changed a little bit. Maybe not in your mind. Maybe you still think you're the spry 23-year-old. Yeah, you go, girl. Got my degree in writing. So I'm an amazing catch. Strangely enough, I always had a boyfriend back then. I wonder why. Were you young and attractive? Oh, God almighty, how can they not see this? The problem was that my list had nothing to do with what really mattered. Right. The sixes is what you wanted back then, and you got plenty of it, I'm sure. Good for you. She says, I chose guys who were totally, totally wrong for me. Like, losers who look good but have no substance. Oh, God. Alpha guys, got it. Well, at least the bass player loser, not the rich loser guy. But they were losers anyway, because, you know, just didn't meet her satisfaction, her requirements. Amy writes, I think my priorities are better now. But I look around and there are no viable options anywhere. Okay, she titled this section, "I've let go of my type, and I'm open to anything." Great. And the last sentence, "But I look around and there are no viable options anywhere." What? I'm open to anything, but there are no options. Okay. Number two, "I'm friendly and approachable." Most humans are. That's a kind of a requirement of being a human being. Doesn't count. Number three, "It's not like I'm gross. Sure, I'm not the hottest girl in the world, at least in the traditional sense, but I'm not chopped liver either. I take care of my health. I eat well and I'm in shape." Wonderful. Fantastic. Good for you. She also writes, "I bathe and groom and brush my teeth and all that good stuff." Yeah. I think you can draw your own conclusions. What I would say in response to that sentence is, no shit, Sherlock. Most people do. I don't even know what she means. I bathe and groom. Maybe she's running into guys who don't bathe and groom. Oh, Lordy. 5-4. "I try not to judge guys unfairly." In the first paragraph, "I consider myself a catch, but for some reason, all I keep coming across are losers. But I try not to judge guys unfairly." Right. Number five, "It doesn't take much to pique my interest." Does that mean get your panties wet? What does it mean? "I have a pretty good idea of what I want at this point," which is good. Well, what do you want? Evidently, the entire human population of males in the world are losers. You're open to anything, but open to nothing. You're a good catch, but... The problem is I don't see a lot of men who exhibit the tendencies I'm seeking. Isn't it? You gotta love the way she's twisting her words around. I'm open to anything. I'm a good catch. I'm nice to people. I take a bath, whether I need it or not. But I don't meet a lot of men who exhibit the tendencies I'm seeking. I'm open to anything. Except men who don't have the tendencies I'm seeking. I'd love to sit out and have dinner with this. Oh, God, no. Oh, that's right. I wouldn't have a chance. Anyway, I'm a loser. And I'm a ginger hamster, so different species. Thank God for little miracles. She writes, "I have to get out and get into different circles," I guess. Yeah, I guess so. "I'm obviously not in the right ones currently." Okay, well, you've discovered something then, haven't you? "I need to find the guys who share my values, beliefs, and interests and sport a 12-inch Woody and a Lamborghini." Oh, no, wait, she didn't really say that. Number six, "I go out to places single guys might be." "I made a lot of friends when I was much younger." No shit. Friends. "And my life priorities have shifted somewhat." Really? At 43. Wow. "I know I need to get out and get and meet new people who reflect the way I now see the world." See, the world needs to change for me. You see, I rode the carousel for 10, 15 years, and then now you can't do that anymore. So God. "I need to get out and meet new people who reflect the way I see the world. So I do put myself out there, but I still can't seem to meet a guy who thinks the way I do." See how she hides her requirements. He has to have tendencies I'm looking for. He has to think the way I do. He has to be good looking. She says that earlier. "But I'm open to anything, and all I meet is losers." Okay. Seven, "I have a bright and bubbly personality." That's lovely. Wonderful. "Still, I sometimes wonder if I'm invisible." How old are you again? I've heard 43 and I've heard 30s. Let's say you're 35. I don't know what you are. You are invisible at 35. To the men that you really want, you are not visible. It's a sad, sad truth about the way the whole men-women thing. Men get more attractive as they get older and women do not. It's a shame, but it's nature, you know, sorry. "So it seems like half the time guys don't even see me." You know why that is, Amy? Because they don't. "I'm not on their radar." You're not. I'm not tall and blonde with long legs and huge boobs, so sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough for LA guys. You're not. Sorry. I'm also not a hipster, and I'd rather go for a hike than hang out at some trendy bar. I'd say that's a positive. Check one for you. Perhaps I should move. Perhaps you should. Maybe. But let me guess, if you were 23, you wouldn't be having any trouble finding a date with a non-loser guy. Just saying. Number 8, I believe good guys are out there. Okay. There are. They just don't look like Brad Pitt. Sorry. It's sad but true that all the great guys I do meet end up being already taken more often than not. You know, Amy, men have had that same experience our entire lives. It sucks. I agree. I come across dudes who are awesome, and then I found out that they already have girlfriends or wives. Or boyfriends. You know, they could be gay. Come on. Don't be homophobic. Maybe that's why they're so nice to me in the first place. They don't have anything to prove. Probably. Yeah. It still sucks when I find out they're not available. Oh, yes, it does. Number 9. I won't settle for just anyone. Okay. Number 1. I've let go of my type and I'm open to anything. All I keep coming across are losers. He has to think the way I think. He has to have tendencies the way I think. And now we get to number 9. I won't settle for just anyone. This is like a twisted knot of contradiction, this article. You gotta read this. It's insane. She says, the hazard of being nice to everyone is that some people do take it the wrong way. And I've had guys hit on me that really can't take the hint. When I make it pretty clear that I'm not interested, being nice is not necessarily an invitation, okay, to get hit on. However, there are some guys, when a woman is nice to them, they do take it that way. Sorry. Okay? I'm confident in what I want from a guy in relationship. Are you sure? Really? Oh, first you say you're open to anything, then you're open to nothing, and every guy is a loser that you meet, and I won't settle for anyone. I'm confident in what I want from a guy relationship, which should be super attractive to men. We don't give a shit, Amy, if you know what you want in a relationship. Because men know what we want in a relationship. Someone who's nice, pleasant to be around, and sex. And pretty, preferably. That would be nice too. Where do you know that? Because you know what you want in the relationship is attractive? What? What? Guys don't care. Jesus. But it still needs to be the right man. I just don't want anyone. I don't want any old hitting on me, you know. Number 10. I'm ready to open up and let my guard down for the right guy. Yes. I will give most guys at least one chance to truly get to know me. How? Okay. But most of them don't even try. Well, they don't care. If you're talking about having sex, men don't give a shit. They just want to get their dicks wet. Amy. Now, I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm just trying to tease out what you're trying to write here. How will you know if you like me if you have no interest in finding out about me? Maybe all these guys just want to get laid, but they don't talk to me long enough to figure out if I'm down with that. I just want a guy who's genuinely interested in me. Is that too much to ask for? No. No, it's not. But they're not, Amy. At least the ones that you desire. Even though you're open to everything, anything, you have a very specific man in mind. And you're discounting everyone else who doesn't meet that criteria. Whatever it is, good looking, money, you know, likes to travel. I don't know what you're looking for. You don't say. But you contradict yourself a dozen different ways in this article. And I think you actually have written the answers out yourself. Maybe you should read your own article, huh? James Maxwell. Thanks for listening.